All right, to the floor here at the Media Center we go, where the Cobra has the wireless microphone out once again. Looking
on
for,
what?
I don't know, anybody of interest that we might run into.
Yeah.
This is when we're at our best, when we're traipsing through the wild, so let's traipse, man.
Yeah, there's Terrence Williams is here. I'm trying to figure out what he's doing here. Terrence
on
Williams,
what?
Who may or may
of
not be a cowboy in the near future. You know what? Let's see if this handler here. Excuse me. Are you handling this Terrence Williams thing?
Yeah.
You are? What's going on? What's he doing? We're from Dallas. Can you guys talk? You can't even speak? Well, I'm just asking what he's here. Who is he promoting?
He's not? He's not here promoting anything. He's just talking about his offseason plans and what the Cowboys are going to do next fall.
Who are you guys with?
We work with Terrence.
Oh, you work with Terrence or Darren?
Terrence, our client right here that you just asked for.
Yeah. I thought you said Darren. Okay. Thanks for being so open and bitch-like.
It's a deal there.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. Seriously, people.
So Terrence Williams just shows up here, and he's going around doing interviews. He's got a couple of chicks with him, and they can't even tell you what he's doing, huh?
I'm telling you, this world is turning into complete garbage. Everything about it. All of it? Excuse me, madam. Who is this signing autographs?
Curtis Martin.
Oh, it's Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
The great Curtis Martin.
He's one of the all-time rushers in the league.
Yes. Are you handling him?
I am. I'm trying.
How are you? How's it going?
Pretty good. He's awesome.
Is he promoting anything?
He's promoting BNA, brain network activation. It's a medical device that measures brain network activity.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Can is he signing? Can I talk to him?
Man.
Do I have permission? Thank you. Hey, Curtis, what is this brain thing you're involved in?
BNA stands for brain network activation. Something that I've become passionate about because it's something that I really think can help the players. When I was playing, I wouldn't come out the game for anything, but with all the protocols and with the awareness that we now understand about concussions and how serious they can be, I think that it's something to help us take brain health a little more serious.
How many concussions do you think you had?
I can't even count. I don't know. But fortunately for me, I was one of the ones who came out with no damage. And I think the difference between DNA and other technology that's out there is that we can actually, measure the actual injury and not just, have symptoms and tell you to remember words to try to determine whether or not you have a concussion. We can actually see the injury.
So this is something within the game, like will be available on sidelines, or is this post-game stuff?
Well, it's something that, just like if you have an injury and you go into the locker room and you come back out, if you're okay, you'd have to go into the locker room and we'd be able to know whether or not you have a concussion or not.
Okay, that's cool.
What does he think of being Chris Martin?
Chris Berman's
my favorite Martin.
Do you miss Parcells?
Well, I don't necessarily miss him because I stay in touch with him all the time.
You go to the track with him?
No, I haven't been to the track with him, but we talk pretty often and we're very close.
I'm from Dallas, so we got a snoot full of Bill in his time here. As far as coaches go, far and away the most interesting you ever had?
Yeah, and the best.
Is he really? What made him the best?
I mean, he knew how to bring out the best in you as a player. He knew what buttons to push, which I think is an actual skill when you know how to get the best out of a player, and that's something that he consistently did.
What does he think of being Chris Berman's my favorite Martin?
So, best, in your opinion, best running back? Well, you're going to say Adrian, right? Right now?
Say that again?
Best running back?
Adrian Peterson.
By a mile?
No. I just think he's been in longer. I think Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell are two of the up and coming, and I think Todd Gurley's the future of running backs.
Cool. All right, man. We'll see you. Thanks. Nice fella.
Very nice.
Very nice fella. Although he stepped on my shoelace.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I'm
Are you watching this live?
I'm watching Killers periscoping.
Yeah. Give me literally vamp for 10 seconds.
Mike?
All right, we are
how about
at
a big reset?
On what?
All right, we are at the Super Bowl. We're here inside the Media Center, the Moscone Convention Center. for Super Bowl 50 here in San Francisco. And, boy, we have an absolutely packed, crowded house here at the Media Center this afternoon.
Is today the busiest day?
Yes.
You know.
It has been.
Oh, there's Dat Wynn. Hi,
really?
Dat. Yeah, the great Dat Wynn.
Yeah, does radio in San Antonio.
Yeah, he does. Who, Killer, do we know who this is? So Killer is...
Is he like Jordan?
Killer is following me around. Can you ask Killer? Ask someone who it is. Can you hear me, Killer? Okay. Ask someone who it is.
You know, you need a hammer of your own.
Ask someone who it is.
Yes. Yes, so I can go up and talk to him without saying, hey, man, who are you?
Well, why
See,
not?
Killer That's, is in,
just go up there and ask him. Killer That's is, what makes it fun.
Killer is invaluable. Now you can come over here and tell me.
Does that mean he has no value?
Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder.
He's a boxer.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. God, he's huge. Here's a guy with his shirt that says Jesus.
Is he Jesus?
Or is he did Jesus?
It depends. Are we, could be black Jesus. We're not sure. We're not sure. All right, let's walk over back to the common area as I talk to Curtis Martin in an odd area. Is there any activity? Oh, there's a flurry of activity over there by you right now, Mike. And I don't know why.
There's a lot of traffic. I don't know if I'd call it a flurry.
I'll tell you who the most confused person is as we just walked past him a second ago. In the media center right now is Jeff Goldblum. Not because someone asked him about Diner.
On what?
Earlier, but because that guy has been paraded around to 50 different radio stations, and he looks absolutely thrashed right now. Like
maybe they all asked him about Diner too.
highly doubt it. Highly doubt it. All right, it's tough getting through here. Excuse me, radio star. Excuse me, superstar. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you looking for women?
Yeah, I'm walking through. I'm trying to find
girls.
It's tough to just find a girl.
Find John Elway.
Here's John Elway.
John Elway. Do you want someone on the senior circuit?
How about Nasty Nestor?
Yeah, he's not around either. Damn it, I wish I wouldn't have talked to the girl from Canada because she is flaunting it right now.
Talk to her again.
What did
I don't want to talk to her.
Talk to her again and act like you don't know who she is.
Did she change tops?
No, she didn't. Let's see who this lady is. Hi, Robin. How are you, sweetie? What?
I have a victim for you guys.
Who?
Lindsay McCormick, a really hot blonde sports reporter.
Oh, God.
Come over here.
Okay, Robin. I'm trusting you. That girl that's on the air right now?
Yeah.
Bottom.
Where's she from?
I don't know. It's. Does it matter?
Bottom.
Heaven? I don't know.
No. Would you?
Only for your listeners.
Okay. All right. Lindsay McCormick?
Yeah, she's really hot.
Okay, this is Robin Carlin,
would
of course.
She's the best wing woman ever. Like, if you weren't married with 14 different illegitimate children and we went out, like, you would score.
I know.
Every 5 seconds.
I know. It really pisses me off, A, that I'm married, and B, we don't live in the same city. Because it would be really fun.
Yes. F-U-N fun.
But then you got to drag that boyfriend of yours around and like have a legit amount of fun. Although he seems to be okay.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
He went to SMU.
He did?
Yeah.
We knew this.
We're at a boy who went to
He's
SMU.
Standing right in front of us.
Wow. What'd you say? Her
he's
boyfriend is?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he's over there at our station right now.
Are you serious? No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Mike, you said he saw him.
Come over there so you can ask me something really racist and embarrassing.
I'm not going to ask you anything racist or embarrassing. I'm going to talk to this woman right here and see what she's doing.
Bottom.
Okay. Madam, excuse me. What are you doing here? You look so lonely.
Oh, no, I'm not lonely at all.
What are you doing here?
I'm with a radio station.
You're with the radio station? Which one?
Me too.
KRCI.
What's that? I'm with one too.
I'm with KRZI, Waco, Texas. Central Texas.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Waco, Texas, of course. Now, I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Right.
So we have that in common. What's that?
Are you enjoying yourself?
That's a great question. I am. You're wearing sunglasses. Do you find it bright in here?
Well, I've just come from outside.
Okay. You look very regal. You're too pretty to be in radio. What's going on? I don't believe you're in radio. You have an expensive outfit on. Are you with that guy? Oh, this is, what's that?
It's his mom.
Oh, that's his mom?
Oh, my.
She's not talking
anymore.
Yeah,
I talked to Smoke's daughter. It's David Smoke Station. I talked to his daughter, and now I'm talking to the co-host, Mom. All right, sorry, you know. So,
tell her
you
love
hang
her.
Out and, you want to hang out and get some chicken, something like that?
My
some
goodness.
Sex.
Come on now.
Invite right. her to Donut Sunday.
You married?
Nope.
Invite her to Donut Sunday.
Sunday's coming around pretty soon. You want to hang out and have some donuts?
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, thank you very
tell
much.
You love
good
her.
Luck.
Tell-
I love you.
Love you too.
Aww, they all love
see?
Me, Danny.
So
they all
sweet.
Love me.
You gotta go.
Nothing better than talking to moms.
She's good looking, man.
Hey, your mom's kicking at your mom's kicking ass.
My mom is kicking it.
Yeah, she is.
You got us 2 years in a row now.
Hey. You got a daughter and a mom.
Hey. Right,
exactly. You're winning.
Hey.
You're
starting,
I'm losing
hey.
Is what I'm doing.
Hey, sports.
Hey, Waco. What's
hey.
Up?
What's up, Waco? Hey.
All right. Oh, man. All right. We got to go.
Is that enough?
I don't know. Danny said we have to go.
Well, it's like 54. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we really have to go.
All right. Yes. In that case, we do. So there.